manner the summons was served to the archbishop, as opposed to posting it on social media. But he still believes that if the Catholic archbishop committed an offense of money laundering, the summoning is a normal and formal way of the procedure. He, however, called on the Drug Enforcement Commission to conduct the investigations without political bias or influence, emphasizing that any shortfall in this regard will be a clear demonstration of injustice.
Zambia is a democracy where everyone who is suspected to have committed an offense are brought before the courts to justify themselves and also to vindicate themselves. So the courts are used as a way of people getting themselves or being found guilty. So there could have been a way of engaging Bishop Banda. But if Bishop Banda committed an offense, there is nowhere where it is said that some people of Christian descent cannot be summoned for investigation. We have seen in the world some bishops who have been arrested because of different forms of offenses. What we think is that there is no need for public outcry because the only thing is we would advise the investigation irrespective of which is taking care of someone to be objective and to apply a justice process as compared to use political vindictiveness to find a case against him.
In the meantime, more political players and Catholics have pledged to offer solidarity to the Archbishop as he reports for money laundering investigations at DEC offices in Lusaka on Monday. Socialist Party leader Dr. Fred Mwembe and his Economic Freedom Fighters EFF counterpart Kasonde Mwenda have so far announced their pledge to escort Archbishop Banda. Dr. Mwembe explained that he will do so because he is a member of the Catholic Men's League, St. Peter's Parish, Garden Compound, Lusaka. Dr. Mwembe therefore issued a clarion call to all Catholics and Zambians of goodwill to turn out in huge numbers and accompany the Archbishop to the Drug Enforcement Commission. In another development, the Drug Enforcement Commission seized 24 million kwacha and 2 million United States dollars last year through financial investigations and asset recovery. DEC Director General Nathan Banda says that in 2025, 8 vehicles were forfeited to the state out of 65 vehicles seized. Speaking during a press briefing, Mr. Banda adds that 2 helicopters were also forfeited and handed over to the Zambia Air Force to support its operations. Mr. Banda further says the commission seized 107 properties, comprising 83 houses and 24 pieces of land during the same period. Out of these, 3 houses and 7 pieces of land were forfeited to the state. He says the Drug Enforcement Commission is currently handling 1,432 financial crimes and asset recovery investigations. Meanwhile, Mr. Banda says the commission seized 1,800 metric tons of illegal and controlled drugs across the country last year. He adds that 911 people were convicted out of 4,750 arrested in connection with drug-related offenses. Dundu Mwenzi Member of Parliament Edgar Singobe has appealed to UPND members in Southern Province to stop infighting and unite youth following the unanimous passage of Bill 7. Speaking in Livingston, Mr. Singobe urged members of parliament, aspiring candidates, councillors, mayors and council chairpersons to begin working together and plan strategically for the future instead of engaging in internal conflicts. Mr. Singombe, who is also as vice chairperson for politics in Southern Province, warned that continued divisions would weaken the province's political strength, stressing that leaders should organize themselves according to popularity and areas of influence rather than fighting one another. Mr. Singombe thanked all members of parliament, especially those from Southern Province, for unanimously supporting Bill 7, noting that the bill had addressed long-standing concerns such as constituency delimitation. He said now that the issues that previously caused tension had been resolved, unity and cooperation were critical as the province prepares for future elections, including the presidential race.
May I also ask the people of Southern Province, members of Parliament, aspiring candidates, to reduce infighting, because Bill 7 addresses a number of their concerns. Now, some of these constituencies are limited. And now what we need is to sit together and plan how we are going to campaign for the presidency. No more fighting. Can we cease fighting? Can we work together? Can we allocate ourselves depending to our popularity? No more fighting, because Bill 7 has addressed those issues.
ZESCO Limited has attributed the stable power supply currently being experienced across the country to long-term strategic planning and increased collaboration with external partners. ZESCO stakeholder relations manager Rose CBC says the utility company has been working around the clock to activate various power projects to cushion the national grid. Ms. CBC explained that the current results are not accidental but stem from a combination of factors and activated background projects. She noted that the power utility continues to focus on its core business of generation, transmission and distribution even during periods of crisis. The stakeholder relations manager highlighted the power supply is currently being bolstered by a diverse range of sources, including traditional hydro generation and solar energy. Ms. CBC further credited independent power producers, IPPs, and power traders for facilitating partnerships that bring more electricity through the ZESCO system. She also acknowledged the government's role in negotiating innovative financial agreements and funding opportunities to increase power imports. Additionally, the festive season has played a role in the current stability, as many industries have reduced their production timelines, leaving extra power availability for residential customers. In international news, at least 7 people have died and many others are missing after a boat carrying about 200 migrants attempting to reach Europe capsized off the coast of the Gambia, authorities say. The boat overturned on Wednesday midnight near Ginak village in the North Bank region, and it was later found grounded on a sandbank, the country's defense ministry said in a statement. 96 people have been rescued so far, and a search is continuing for other passengers who were aboard the shipwrecked vessel that was heading towards Spain's Canary Islands. The perilous journey over the Atlantic Ocean has become an increasingly common route for African migrants trying to reach Europe. Nearly 47,000 people reached the Canary Islands in 2024, and the Spanish non-government organization Caminado Fronteras estimates more than 9,000 migrants have died trying. Still in international news, Senegalese President Bassirou Diomaye Faye announced on Wednesday an increase in public investments for 2026 with a focus on education, health and access to water, among other areas. African News has more.
Senegalese President Bassirou Diomaye Faye has announced an increase in public investments in 2026 with a focus on education, health and access to water, among other areas. The head of state celebrated achievements and made promises in his traditional address to the nation delivered on New Year's Eve.
Les avancées concrètes ont été réalisées. La continuité de l'État a été assurée.
Concrete progress has been made. State continuity has been ensured. Public services strengthened and support provided to vulnerable sectors. The gradual decline in the prices of essential goods has led to a real easing of the cost of living. Measures to reduce the prices of several basic products represented savings of 342.5 billion CFA francs for households in 2025. This effort will continue in 2026. Bassirou Diomaye Faye described 2025 as a demanding year marked by rigor and resilience. He also acknowledged results in agriculture and industry.
L'année 2025 a également marqué des progrès décisifs dans le champ productif.
More news. still to come on Power FM. iCare from NAPSA has officially launched.